As the firearm deer hunting season resumes in Illinois this upcoming weekend, Department of Natural Resources officials are reminding hunters how the new concealed carry laws apply when you're hunting. John Williamson is a Department of Natural Resources conservation police officer. He explains all wildlife laws supersede the concealed carry laws in Illinois.
You need to make sure that the gun that you are carrying is legal for what you are hunting. If you are archery deer hunting, you cannot have a firearm in your possession. Concealed carry permit or not, you are now violating the wildlife code if you have a firearm in your possession.
Williamson says they've received a lot of questions about carrying a firearm on an ATV while hunting. He indicates doing so on an ATV is illegal.
A guy talking about once he gets back to his four-wheeler, can he put his concealed carry gun back in? And no, you cannot. It's your roadway vehicle. So if you get back to your car, say you're going back for lunch, you get on a four-wheeler, you can't. But once you get in your vehicle, you're going to go back on the roadway, that sort of thing, then you can have your concealed carry weapon. It is confusing, but it's just things you've got to go through to do to make it.
There is special information on how the wildlife code and the concealed carry codes work in Illinois. Williamson indicates in pamphlet form they can be obtained through any IDNR regional office, and he encourages all hunters to review that before taking their registered firearms out with them. Hunters in Morgan County bagged 525 deer in November compared to 466 in 2014. Scott County had 276 compared to 225 last year. Cass County saw 490 over 410 last year, and Greene County hunters were able to get 770 deer. That was up from 633 last year.
Elm City Setter shreds paper, and we charge 17 cents per pound to shred it. But do you know what we do for free? We recycle newspapers. How can we do it for free, you ask? We don't take time to shred them. We shred documents to keep them secure, but since there is not much in a newspaper that we need to keep confidential, we don't need to shred them. So we skip that step and just recycle them for free. Just drop off and go, Monday through Friday, 8 to 4, Elm City Center on Walnut at Webster.
Hello, Barfield Carpets.
Are there any pilgrims there?
We don't have any pilgrims here.
Well, don't you always say that you have something for everyone?
Well, yes, we do. And we'll bring our samples of flooring to your home so you can see for yourself. Now, you must be learning about Thanksgiving in school. Is that why you're looking for pilgrims?
Yeah, I want to invite pilgrims to Thanksgiving.
Be sure you're ready for your holiday crowd, pilgrims and all. Call Barfield Carpets at 243-2655 for first quality carpets and first quality installations.
There will be a race for Morgan County State's Attorney in the fall of 2016. South Jacksonville Attorney Tyson Manker, who has become well-known in that community for his presence at village board meetings following the public release of details from a 2014 Illinois State Police report, has told WLDSWEAI News he will run for that office. In a press release, Manker says, quote, from South Jacksonville to Chicago, the political establishment has allowed public corruption to fester and undermine our trust in government. And that's why, as Morgan County prosecutor, my top priority will be to restore your faith in our criminal justice system, end quote. Current Morgan County State's Attorney Bobby Bongean filed to keep his seat last week as a Republican. Manker says he'll file as a Democrat. Today is the final day for candidates who wish to enter the March primary to file paperwork at the Morgan County Courthouse. Jacksonville police made two arrests yesterday. 19-year-old Calicia Jackson of Peoria was booked at the Morgan County Jail at around 1:45 p.m. for possession of cannabis. Jackson has been released on bond. 42-year-old Thomas Sanders of the 1000 block of East Morton was booked at the county jail at around 3:15 p.m. for battery. Sanders has been released on bond. Morgan County deputies made one arrest yesterday. 48-year-old Vicky Nichols of the 1200 block of Center was arrested at the Taco Bell on West Morton at around 5 p.m. for DUI. Nichols has been released on bond. A Jacksonville man represented the United States earlier this month at the 2015 World Karate and Kickboxing Championship. Rory Holmes, the assistant dean of students at Jacksonville High School, competed alongside some of the top black belts from 15 countries. Holmes says the tournament was an amazing experience that provided some truly memorable moments.
The World Karate and Kickboxing Council here in America, this is the first time in since its inception 7 years ago that we had a tournament on American soil, and it was down in Orlando, Florida. And it was just a good time, great sportsmanship. Overall, it was great. My performance, not so great. By it being my first time, I was just overwhelmed by the atmosphere. I matched up against a very experienced opponent from Venezuela. He did what he was supposed to do. He got me out of my game plan and implemented his and won the fight.
Holmes says the competition was based on point fighting.
A kick or a punch to the body is worth 1 point. A kick to the head is worth 2 points. A punch to the head is worth 1 point. Any jumping technique is worth 3 points.
And coming into the tournament, Holmes was ranked third in the nation for the 35 to 42-year-old middleweight division. Holmes says he learned karate from a fellow co-worker in Detroit and quickly caught the tournament buzz. Holmes says karate provides individuals with both self-discipline and self-defense and can positively change the behavior of children. National karate competition starts up in a few months with regional competitions in New York and St. Louis.
Call Colton Downey and Associates, your insurance experts. Call Colton Downey now.
Stop dreading your business insurance bill. Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company offers quality coverage at competitive prices. They can tailor a policy to meet all your business needs. Stop by the Root House office at 109 Moore Street or 1122 Veterans Drive in Jacksonville. That's Colton Downey Insurance. Call them today at 243-8000.
Illinois is falling behind on underage drinking compliance because of the state budget impasse. The Chicago Tribune reports only a fraction of the normal number of monthly checks are happening. The state employs under 21-year-olds to go to bars to see if they get served alcohol without being asked for ID. A spokesman for the Illinois Liquor Control Commission says the compliance checks will go back to normal once funding is restored.
Bulletin News is on the air and online as it happens. Don't forget to check us out on the radio at 1180 AM or 107.1 FM.